Bulldogs, 19. The Illinois Fighting Illini, 10. On behalf of the Lions, Bowl, thank you all for attending today's game. Please drive safely, no matter where your travels may take you. Have a happy and prosperous New Year.
So it's a game with their coach's name on our helmets and their coach's name on the field. So like you walk in here today and it's like, God, if we win, I'm going to feel bad. And if we lose, I'm going to have this little moment of feeling good for them. And, you know, one of their players after the field goal went over and like tapped the Mike sign, the Mike Leach sign. And, you know, I can't feel anything but like, I don't know. That's my only reaction right now. You know, I said it when the Leach news broke. Like, this game isn't about anything else other than Leach. And so I don't even have a football reaction right now. I came down to the stands. Of course I'm nervous. Of course I want to win. We have twice the fans. I want to have this moment. I want to go out and celebrate. But like the whole time I'm sitting here, I'm like, you know, these fans are over here holding this mic sign and like, you know, it's just this thing, right? You know, their coach passes away before the bowl game starts and they can go tap his name and point to the sky. And like, what do you say? You don't say anything to that. Football doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm watching their last drive, and all I'm thinking is, like, you know, like, I don't know. I don't hate it if they kick a field goal here and win, you know, and then they get that last touchdown. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, you can see their coaches hugging their wives on the field right in front of me here. You know, I can't tell if they're in tears, but, you know, they get this little moment. So I don't know. Maybe I'm so incredibly soft that I can't even handle that I'm okay losing a bowl game because their coach passed away. I don't know. But that's, you know, look, from the stands is my immediate reaction. What's on my mind the moment after the game? And the only thing on my mind the moment after the game is, like, good for them. This has been a hell of a month. Good for them. You know, we had our chance. A 3rd-and-6 pass that wasn't complete. That was our chance to win the game. And then we give it to them. Them attempts to win the game, and they drive down the field, and they do it. So, you can't say anything other than, this was a 2-drive game. Both teams were given a chance to drive and win it. We failed. They succeeded. They win. Ball game. I don't care about missed field goals earlier. Nothing. Like, everything came down to, okay, you each get a drive. Who can do it? They can do it. The end. Tip your hat. I mean, I'll let you. It looks like they're trying to set up a. They're trying to put something through the speakers here, so if they do that, I'll try to play it. But they're doing the. Looks like they're setting up a stage. That's what they're doing. So I'll keep rolling. You know, the thing that sucks is this, the crowd. Like, you know, we dominated them crowd wise, and you know it's closer for them and. They have more of a program than we do. And we, you know, we had this opportunity for this huge crowd, look, we travel moment, and we didn't get there. So it sucks. But really, yeah. Like, that cheer you hear is number 2 on Mississippi State running with the Mike Leach flag. To all the fans. What do you say to that? I feel good for him. I feel good for number two waving that flag, honoring his late coach. You know, I just don't have my normal post game angst. Yeah, that's him still continuing to run the flag to all the sections of their fan base. So yeah, I mean, that's what I remember about ReliaQuest Bowl in 2023. You know, Mississippi State came back, took the lead for the first time with 4 seconds left. You know, our season, you know, a field goal with 12 seconds left, a field goal with 4 seconds left, an Indiana touchdown with 23 seconds left. Like, we've faced this so much this year. But I do not in any way have the same feeling as those others do. Like, I don't have an ounce. Like, I am 1/12th as upset as Indiana. I'm 1/20th as upset as Michigan. This was, you know, I don't get the benefit of television. You know, I didn't get to see the foot, whether it was inbounds or out of bounds. I didn't get to see a replay. You know, that's like a huge call, because it's not like, you know, a second down and did he get it? It was fourth down and it's either 7 points or our ball. So, you know, there's a lot. And there's a lot of what ifs and almosts and what if we made that and did this, but I don't know. Like, I'll say it this way, okay? I've recorded these since 2010. This is what it's 2023 now. So if you're a long time with me, then you know what the From the Stands is like, right? And then you know how many times I talk about watching the other team celebrate. Like, my most listened to From the Stands was Michigan State in 2019 when we won. Mostly because the whole thing was giddy me saying, do you understand what's happening right now? I am now in the corner with the visiting stands, celebrating as the team runs over. Like the reason that one is the most listened to podcast anything I've ever done is because it was the culmination of all those moments of being the home fan, recording one of these, watching Iowa players celebrate with Iowa fans in the corner of our stadium. So I've made so many of these From the Stands about watching other players celebrate and how hard it is. You know, the fans file out and here I am still facing the field watching all that happen. And I don't know. I mean, there's the guy just took a pirate flag, number 7 for Mississippi State, took a pirate flag over to some fans and they're waving it. Like, you know, I don't know why I have to keep reemphasizing this. This is just the least upset I've ever been looking at a team on the field celebrating. I feel good for them. I feel awful for them. I mean, you know, imagine being a player getting a text like, hey, man, coach is in the hospital and it doesn't look good. You know, this has been a hell of a month. And so, hey, good on you, Klanga. That's just a weird emotion. Here I am at a bowl game, standing in the stands. Normally, I'd be so devastated in this moment. I'm going to wear ReliaQuest Bowl gear for years. We lost the ReliaQuest Bowl after having the lead until, you know, they don't take the lead until 4 seconds left. And in the from the stands, I'm just happy for the opponent. I mean, let's be honest here. If we had won, I'd be all giddy, and I wouldn't even be referencing Mike Leach, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, I'd be like, this is not some, like, I have such a strong heart that, you know, I would feel bad if we won because I wanted Mississippi State to win today. No. I'm just saying, when I'm looking at this field and I'm looking at this guy running around with this flag, I feel good for him. Like, you know, they get a little moment because they've had to go through hell. So I really think that's it. I think I'm going to go publish this, and then I'm going to go back to the tailgate, watch the Rose Bowl or something. Look, great season. 8-5, I will take for 20 years in a row before I would even ask for a ninth win. Our bowl loss streak continues since the shining spot of the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl. You know what? That's a good way to end that. You know, one of my favorite moments, we've said this 100,000 times, was being on the field at the end of the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl and watching the players who had just seen their coach fired. They had just seen their assistant coaches threatened to boycott coaching the game because of contract issues. Like, the players were caught in the middle of everything then. And to see Jack Cornell hug Terry Hawthorne on the field after beating UCLA, it felt really good. Like, it was this great, like, man, these players have had a month here. This is great. I feel kind of that feeling again 12 years later. I don't know. Like, I guess it's 11 years later, but, you know, I feel that same good for these guys. I guess that makes me weak, probably. Soft, yes. But good on you, Mississippi State. You fought back. You beat us fair and square. And you honored your coach. So I salute you. Go Lana.